Thank you. Let me also use this opportunity to join others in expressing our condolences to the people of Indonesia following the recent earthquake and tsunami. Madam Chair, to continue to fulfill its mandate and support implementation of the Global Compact on Refugees, UNHCR's effectiveness as an organization is essential. To this end, Canada commends UNHCR for the ongoing institutional reforms being pursued to become a stronger, more effective organization. We hope these reforms, including change management and new thematic approaches, will lead to an agency that can better respond to the increasingly complex landscape of refugee protection and comprehensive responses. With that in mind, we encourage UNHCR to ensure coherence between these efforts and to implement changes transparently. Madame la Présidente.
Madam Chair, in the context of the current implementation of the Global Framework of Action for Refugees and the forthcoming implementation of the Global Compact for Refugees, Canada would like to have information about how UNHCR plans to capacity build in crucial sectors for this process. We specifically encourage UNHCR to strengthen its capacity to carry out effective evaluations and analyses which provide factual evidence in the putting in place of policies and programs. This analysis capacity strengthened will be crucial in ensuring that UNHCR can conduct new activities, given that the Global Compact is becoming fully operational. Madam Chair, Canada recognizes UNHCR's haste in discussing the budgeting and planning activities of the organization with the Executive Committee. We would encourage the organization to continue to bring about improvements in order to establish a link between budgets and planning and results. And we support ongoing discussions with Executive Committee members in this regard. The review of budget and planning processes is potentially a great support to multi-annual planning of activities with multiple partners, and it may ensure better coordination between humanitarian intervention plans and refugee crisis response plans. While we note this new orientation, we would strongly urge UNHCR to establish a modern management system which is results-based, which supports this internal change and the external initiatives pursuant to United Nations reform activities. We also welcome the progress made by UNHCR in terms of strengthening local partnerships and believe that there could be more long-term planning with partners.
In line with Canada's Feminist International Assistance Policy, Canada is committed to supporting initiatives and partnerships that have the greatest potential to close gender gaps and to eliminate barriers to gender equality. We therefore congratulate UNHCR for the agency's revised Age, Gender, and Diversity Policy, which represents a strong framework to ensure the specific needs of women, girls, men, and boys are understood and met. We encourage UNHCR to invest the necessary resources to make the policy a success and to track and monitor its implementation. We also call on UNHCR to apply the lens of gender equality and the empowerment of women and girls in all operational and institutional reforms. Madam Chair, a final but very important message to share. Canada applauds UNHCR's leadership demonstrated in the prevention of sexual exploitation and abuse. We encourage a continued focus on strengthened policies, systems, and practices in this area, and also welcome regular updates to the Executive Committee members on PSEA. Madam Chair, as president of this year's G7, Canada wishes to highlight the Whistler Declaration on Protection from Sexual Exploitation and Abuse in International Assistance. In this declaration, G7 development ministers committed to work together to strengthen protection of individuals from and the response to sexual exploitation and abuse in the realm of international assistance, and encouraged an integrated response to victim assistance in collaboration with United Nations actors, including UNHCR. Today, we affirm our partnership with UNHCR on this vital issue. Looking ahead, we remain confident in UNHCR's ability to make meaningful improvements to its operations and to effect change in the lives of refugees and other persons of concern. Thank you.